New South Wales police are issuing a warning about fake emails purporting to be from a legitimate financial institution. The emails claim to have a message for the recipient from major banks, which is accessible by a link to the email. However, the link contains software designed to access your personal information. It simply says it's safe to delete the email, but these criminals are making it harder and harder to tell the difference between a scam and legitimate emails. In fact, I'm told New South Wales police came across this specific case when an email in question was sent to a number of detectives in the fraud squad, of all places. Just unbelievable. Now, we have the commander of the cyber crime squad online, Detective Superintendent Arthur Katsianis. He's on the line right now. Arthur, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray, and thanks for having me on the program.
It's lovely to talk to you again. Now, a couple of, detectives in the fraud squad, it was sent to them and they had the good sense to say, hello, this sounds like a fraud. Is that how it happened?
Well, I can also confirm it was sent to me as well and a number of other of my colleagues.
Fair dinkum.
In the fraud squad.
Even the boss?
Yes. It doesn't discriminate, Ray.
Well, I've got to tell you, just in the, I mean, I get hundreds and hundreds of emails in a day, and I look at all of them, and anything that's remotely suspicious, I just delete immediately. I don't even read it or open it. And sometimes, I guess, from time to time, things might go missing that I should read, but I'm just a bit conservative, if you know what I mean.
I understand exactly what you mean, and it's good advice. I mean, this particular email, on face value, it looks legitimate. It's got the financial institution's logo and name, and it looks very, very legitimate, except when you start reading it. And, of course, in my situation, the situation of some other police officers here, we don't have a situation or a system where we got messages from this particular institution, so that raised our suspicions straight away. And then the first time it asks you to click onto a link and provide your personal information to access a message, well, you know that it's a scam. And I guess that's what we're saying, is we want to make people aware of it. We've reported it. We've contacted the financial institution, made them aware of the issue. We've also posted it on our New South Wales Police Facebook site so people can come in and have a look at it. And what we're saying is, again, this is a multi-million dollar business. We've got to remember that. These people don't do this to get a few bucks here and there. They're making millions of dollars at our expense. And we're trying to warn the community that, look, if you get these emails, don't rush, don't become complacent, and don't allow your curiosity to take advantage of the situation and click onto these links, because they will infect your computer and they will take your details. And unfortunately, a lot of people are putting too much information on their social media sites, and this is where they're accessing this information.
Just so I'm clear, because I appreciate your vast knowledge of all this. Now, if I get an email, or anyone listening gets an email, and it says click on the link, open the link, are you telling me that if you have information on your computer, which I have, that can go straight to that information without me filling any details in that they request? Is that how it works?
Yeah, what I'm saying to you is if there's a link there and they've infected it with malware, malicious software, once you click onto that, your computer's then infected and they can access your computer and take any type of details and personal information from your PC.
So you're gone straight away. You don't have to put your name or address or birth date in. You're just gone.
Not in all cases. In some cases, they can do it that way. In other cases, they want to wait till you put your information in. So it depends on who's doing it and how sophisticated they are.
And we talk about the elderly being vulnerable, Detective Superintendent, but we're all vulnerable.
Absolutely.
In that, you know, if they're going to send it to the fraud squad in the hope that someone might just think, oh, I'll click on this, and all of a sudden, you know, information's out there. And we're talking about worldwide, billions of dollars, aren't we, being defrauded on a regular basis?
Absolutely. This is globally, it's a billion-dollar business. So these people are continually coming up with innovative ways. And again, it's not, people say it's the technology, it's not the technology. It's us as humans, we become complacent, we become relaxed in terms of the use of our passwords, the way that we use our systems. And again, we allow our curiosity to take advantage of the situation and we click on these links and become victims. And it's, you know, whether it's malware, whether it's ransomware, once you're infected and you're affected, particularly if your identity's taken, well, you're in all sorts of trouble.
So, to protect yourself, let's go through what we should do. Don't click on any links or open attachments from emails claiming to be from a bank or some other trusted organisation.
Absolutely. And don't hand over any of your personal details to anybody, not even people that you might think you know or the friends of yourselves. And always check the sender's email address very, very closely. And if you're in any doubt of the relevant, go to the relevant website, or if they provide a phone number, don't ring that number. Look up the phone number yourself of the legitimate institution and ring them yourself.
Now, you do an internet search using the names or exact wording of the email to check for references to a scam. So in other words, if it's, and we're not saying it's the NAB, but if it's the NAB claiming to send you, you go to them, their legitimate site, and see whether they're warning their customers of scams.
That's exactly right. Or ring them yourself through their legitimate website and ask the questions and report it to them and see whether that's the case. But I can tell you, in terms of any of the large financial institutions, they won't be sending out these types of emails, especially without putting your name on it. You know, and these emails were sent out, they weren't addressed to you personally. They were just a general email asking you to click on the link to, because there's a message waiting for you.
Mm. Now, this is one I didn't know. Secure websites can be identified by the use of HTTPS rather than without the S, HTTP. Is that another way of looking at it and say if it doesn't have the S on the end, it's probably more than likely won't be legitimate?
That's correct. And when you look at these emails, we've had a number of these compromised emails purporting to be CEOs of large organisations, and they go to the CFOs or the accountants in the area once these CEOs are overseas purporting to them to be the CEO and wanting money transferred in a different account. What we've noticed in every single one of those compromised emails is the email address of that particular organisation is out by one letter in the compromised email. So you've got to look at it very, very closely, otherwise it's very easy to fall victim.
All right, and the other thing is, and this is, I guess, targeted towards older people in the community, and I get calls from grandchildren and sons and daughters regularly about, you know, people being duped by even knocking on doors, but, you know, more particularly here with the internet. You shouldn't provide your personal credit card or online account details to anyone. You should ask for the name and contact number and do an independent check with the organisation before you call back. Or if someone rings up and says, oh, g'day, I'm such and such from such and such. I think you may have been compromised. We need your credit card details. Just don't do it.
Absolutely correct, Ray. Do not do it under any circumstances.
Mm. All right, mate. You've got a full-time job there.
Not a problem. Happy to be of assistance. And if you have any issues, you always know we're available to talk to you and your listeners.
Well, I've got your number now. I can ring you personally,
Arthur. Good on you, Ray.
Good on you, Arthur. Thanks very much. That's New South Wales Police Detective Superintendent, Commander of Fraud Cyber Squad, the Crime Squad, Arthur Katsianis. And it's a very important thing. Talk to your children. Have a yarn to yourself as well and talk to your parents or your grandparents about it because people by nature are just so trusting and they think that no one's going to try and dud them, but unfortunately people do.